David Gurevich doesn't watch much television, but he's been glued to the Olympics, and he's thinking about a lot more than who's winning.
When I was growing up in Russia, they didn't show the Olympics on TV. I wouldn't have watched anyway. I mean, these guys were pumped with steroids and then shipped abroad with KGB handlers to prove the superiority of communism. Yuck. My friends and I, we were too hip to buy that. What we did, we bought Levi's from them. That was what athletes did in Russia. They traveled abroad to shop and resell the goods on the black market. Now, of course, the athletes travel freely. But the system that footed the bill is gone, and they have to hustle for sponsors. I don't gloat like some American commentators who talk about the last show for the gymnastics team. Gymnastics is to Russian kids what basketball is to Americans. I wouldn't be surprised if 4 years from now, the gymnastics medals would go to Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus in any order. That's three dream teams right there. Not only will the commentators eat their words, they'll have to learn to pronounce a lot more new names. But for the moment, as I look at those unified team kids who flip back and forth like they had no bones, I feel a little sorry for them. I know it's irrational. The best of them already have agents and contracts waiting for them in the bountiful West. But that will come later. Right now, they have to earn the applause. I'm talking about the hugs, the signs, and the applause the American athletes get from their family and friends. I don't think that the family of Tatiana Gutsu, the all-round champion in women's gymnastics, has money to travel to Barcelona, stay at a hotel, and film Tatiana's every medal-winning somersault with a video camera. They were happy to get an apartment of their own as a reward, which is why the unified team members have an underdog look about them, despite all their high marks. At least they're now part of the club. What about the rest? There's still a lot of Olympians about whom we know absolutely nothing. What about Mongolian wrestlers, Turkish weightlifters, Indonesian badminton players? For us to see non-American athletes, they must compete against Americans, run track like Kenyans, or play basketball like Lithuanians. And if they get sponsored by a rock and roll band, that's even better. A ready-made cause, sort of like human rainforest. We learn about the rest of the world as if by accident. I mean, who would know about Spanish yachting team if they didn't have a real prince aboard? Would we get to see judo at all if an Israeli hadn't won a medal? Okay, so it's their first medal, special relationship, etc. But if you are from Indonesia, you can win every badminton medal you want. You won't ever get your own Coke commercial. So how did the Indonesians come to dominate a sport that we only play on the lawns with a few beers under our belts? I want to know. Do we need to wait for National Geographic to run that story? I'm not saying let's show every qualifying game, but a taste of it would be nice. Surely NBC can back their choices with demographic studies to prove that Americans care more about what Mike Jordan would wear for the medal ceremony than about badminton champions. If it's true, that's too bad. We see a lot of Mike, whether we want it or not. What about the rest? We'll get another chance in 4 years. If we're lucky.
David Gurevich is the author of From Lenin to Lenin.